Welcome to our Myelogram Procedure Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a myelogram. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on myelograms, including illustrations of the spine. Let's begin with a description. A myelogram, also known as myelography, is a diagnostic imaging procedure of the subarachnoid space. It's used to evaluate the spinal cord, nerve roots, and intervertebral discs of the anterior spine. Patients who can't have an MRI of the spine because of implanted medical devices, such as a pacemaker, may safely have a myelogram. So, why have a myelogram? Back pain and other signs of back injury, such as numbness, used to be the most common reasons for having a myelogram. But CT scans are now more commonly used for evaluating back pain. Likewise, herniated discs, tumors, spinal fusion, bone spurs, and arthritis can be diagnosed with a myelogram, but again, CT scanning is more common for evaluating these problems. Injury and inflammation of the spine are also reasons for having myelography. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a myelogram. What are some of the risks? Patients who are allergic or sensitive to medications, contrast dyes, local anesthesia, iodine, shellfish, or latex should notify their doctor because there is a risk of allergic reaction with contrast dyes. Also, patients with kidney failure or other kidney problems should notify their doctor. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be, notify your doctor. Radiation exposure during pregnancy may lead to birth defects. Because this procedure involves a lumbar puncture, headaches may occur afterwards when sitting or standing due to slight changes in pressure within the brain. The pressure change is a result of removing spinal fluid. Lying flat reduces this type of headache. Temporary numbness in the legs and lower back pain may occur. There's also a risk of infection and bleeding in the spinal canal. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a myelogram? Your doctor will explain the procedure to you and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives you permission to do the procedure. Read the form carefully. Generally, fasting from solid food is required prior to administering contrast dye. You'll receive specific instructions about this prior to the procedure. You may be allowed to drink liquids during this time. Providing a complete list of all the medications and supplements you're taking is also important. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the procedure because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. Let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your myelogram? You'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere with the procedure. You'll be given a gown to wear. While the contrast dye is being administered, you may lie on your side with your chin and knees tucked into your body, or you may sit with your arms draped over a table. In these positions, the back is arched, which helps to open the spaces between the vertebrae. The procedure will begin with a lumbar puncture. Your back will be cleaned with an antiseptic and draped with sterile towels to prevent infection. While you're lying face down, the radiologist will inject a local anesthetic to numb the site. The injection may sting for a few seconds. A needle will then be inserted into the subarachnoid space where the cerebrospinal fluid is. This fluid is produced in the brain and subarachnoid spaces where it circulates to protect and support these vital tissues. You'll feel some pressure while the needle is inserted, but it's important to remain still. The radiologist will withdraw some of the cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF, from the spinal canal, and then inject a measured amount of contrast dye. You may feel a warming sensation when the dye is injected. The X-ray table will be tilted in various directions to help move the contrast dye to different areas of the spinal cord, but braces may be used to keep you secure if needed. More contrast dye may be administered during this process through the secured lumbar puncture needle. The required X-rays or CT scan images will be taken. When the test is completed, the needle will be removed and an adhesive bandage will be placed over the injection site. You should notify the radiologist if you feel any numbness, tingling, headache, or lightheadedness during the procedure. You may experience discomfort during the myelogram. Comfort measures will be taken and every effort will be made to complete the procedure as quickly as possible. After the myelogram is completed, what do you need to do? Afterwards, you'll require several hours of bed rest and you'll be asked to drink additional fluids. Extra fluid helps to replace the CSF that was withdrawn during the spinal tap and reduces the chance of developing a headache. A nurse will monitor your vital signs frequently after the test. Pain medication may be given if you develop a headache. Report any numbness or tingling of the legs, blood or other drainage from the injection site, pain at or near the injection site, inability to urinate, fever, stiff neck, or headaches. You may be instructed to limit your activity for 24 hours following the procedure. Generally, if no complications occur, you may return to your normal diet and activities. Your doctor may give you additional or alternative instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you have found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on myelograms and other spine health topics and procedures.